Invite you to open your Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 7. We've been in this series entitled The Jesus Way, and this is the last one of this series. And we've been in this Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6 and chapter 7. Right, am I supposed to do that? They did that a couple weeks ago and I didn't notice, and so I'm just backing up for them. But we're coming to a close in this series. You know, so years ago when I moved here, Joelle and I, we bought a house, and it was actually being built, and it was almost finished when we came across it, and so we kind of walked to the end of it. And if you ever bought a house, whether it's being built or it's been there for a while, you know you kind of have the walkthrough before it becomes yours. I don't know if they call it the inspection or final walkthrough. And I'll tell you, I'm up front, I don't know anything about houses. You know, I walk in a house and go, well, this is nice. It could be falling in for all I know. And so I don't know anything about houses. So this is, I was in that situation. I'm thinking, well, it looks good to me. It's new. And so they said, hey, you need to come for the final walkthrough, final inspection, see all the things that you think need to be correct. And I'm going. So I brought three of my friends who have, in the total of those three people, about 100 years in construction. Now, I've been talking to the project manager for a few months, and he knew I was a pastor, and he interpreted that. He don't know nothing. And he was right. And so I told him, hey, I'll meet you there for the walkthrough, the final inspection. And I'm telling you, I wish I'd have had a camera out. If you could have seen his face when I introduced to him these three friends who own their own construction company, and these are my three friends, and they own such, I mean, the look on him, he said out loud, you have got to be kidding me. There was a significant checklist. Let's just put it that way. You know, I was in the den going, I don't know what's going on. They're up in the rafters swinging from things like monkeys. And it was great. But I'm just telling you, I don't know. You may know a lot about houses. Well, I say all that to say this, is that Jesus is going to tell us today we're all builders. Everybody in here is building today. Regardless of age, regardless of season of life, you're building. He's telling you you're building a life. And Jesus is going to tell you today, and he's going to tell me, that it's time for a life inspection. As he closes out this series in Matthew chapter 7, he talks about a life inspection. Now, Jesus has just talked about that some people say the right things, but they don't do anything. He said there's going to be some people at the end of time that say, hey, Lord, Lord, and he's going to say, I don't know who you are, because all you did was say the right things. Now he's going to talk to us about sometimes you can hear some things, but you never do them, and that doesn't have any impact on your life. And so in Matthew chapter 7, you've got your Bible, we'll close out this series. And we'll begin in verse 24 because he's talking about there are two types of lives that are being built today. Only two. All these hundreds of people, all the people online, only two. Only two. However complex you think your story is, you'll fall in one of these houses today. And so he says in verse 24, he says there's two kind of lives. He says the first life is a life or a house, he's going to say, that's built on the rock. Verse 24, he says, therefore, everyone. And what does everyone mean? Very good. We're off to a hot start today, right? Yeah. It means no exceptions. There's no exceptions. No exceptions to this. You say, I don't believe in God. There's no exceptions to this. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine, and see, this all makes me worried right now. I'm worried right off the bat because what are we doing right now? We're hearing. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Jesus just comes right out and says, listen, being obedient to my word is just about being smart. It's not about being spiritual, not about being religious. He says it's just about being smart. Right off the bat, he just throws it out there. Everyone, no exceptions. Obedience to what I'm telling you is about just having good sense. It's about being wise. You know, when I moved in our neighborhood, we were like the fourth or fifth house. There's like 20 or so now. We're in a cul-de-sac. And so I got to watch them build the other 15 or so houses. By the way, I know a lot more about building now. I've watched them. But let me tell you this. Every single house, regardless of the design, regardless of what it looked like, regardless of the yard, you know that, I don't know if y'all know this, they spent a lot of time, a lot of money, and moved a lot of dirt to get the foundation right. And you all said, I could tell by you're shaking your head going, well, of course. Why wouldn't you do that? And Jesus goes, yeah, why wouldn't you do that? Why didn't I go over there and I wanted to have a conversation if I could illustrate this message for him? And going, hey man, I don't know if you know about it. It'd be a lot easier if you'd bypass all that. They won't know about it for a while. It'd be a lot easier, it'd be a lot cheaper, it'd be a lot quicker. What would you say if someone said to you about building a house? I mean, you don't have to do all things. Yes, you do. What are you saying? You've lost your mind. And Jesus says, yeah, I know. Jesus is talking not about the foundation of houses. He's talking about the foundation of our lives. And you and I are building a life today. And Jesus just walks right into the middle of it. And he says, you ought to organize your life around what I say. And just as you would not look at a person building a house and go, hey, man, forget the footings. No need for that. Don't worry about the concrete. It's expensive. And as foolish as that sounds, Jesus says, the person who builds their life on what I say is just doing the smart thing. You build your time and your parenting and your marriage and your morality and how you interact with people, how you treat people, and your purpose and your mission, vision in life. He says, as you begin to build your life on that truth, he says, it's just the smart thing. But he also says there's another life being built today. Did you catch that one? He says in verse 26, but everyone, and everyone means we're hot today. We're in and out on a high note. But everyone, no exceptions, but everyone who hears these words of mine, we're sitting here listening to it. Who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. So I'm watching these guys build these houses, and if I looked over there, and even I don't know anything about building, I see them just pouring a bunch of sand, and then, you know, the next day they just start putting bricks and going up, I would say, why are you doing that? You don't have to know anything about building and go, that's, I don't think that's very smart. Jesus goes, yeah, I know. Anyone, no exceptions, regardless of how your mom and daddy raised you, regardless of what you believe, regardless of your story, he says anyone who builds their life on anything other, you ever thought about what the sand is? Let me stop. I've stopped mid-sentence. I know. Have you thought about what the sand is? It doesn't matter. Who cares what the sand is? That's what Jesus is saying. Anything other than building your life on my word is sands. It's the way you see it. Well, good for you. It's the way my mom and daddy taught me. Well, okay. The way I grew up. He said, it doesn't matter. It'd be like me going across the street when they're building a house going, man, I don't know if that sand is good sand. I don't think that's a good idea to build a house. And they said, no, it's good sand. We got it from Orange Beach. No, it's good sand. This is not Mississippi Gulf Coast sand. This is Alabama Gulf Coast sand. And if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. And so you go, what? That don't make any sense. That's the whole point. The utter ludicrousy of the picture that he's painting here, and Jesus is going, yeah, I know. Because you don't have to know anything about houses. You don't have to know anything about building to go, that didn't make any sense. And Jesus goes, yeah, I know. But you are building a life. You are building a marriage. You are building children. You are building money, you are building a career, you are building a legacy, you are having a morality or moral foundation, you're building today. He goes, yeah, I know. And Jesus is, he's a little blunt. He says, anyone who does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Jesus says, to build your life on anything other than my teaching is what? Foolish. That's pretty to the point. What's interesting, he goes on in verse, back up in verse 25, he says, not only are there two lives being built, but in all the stories that are being written today in your life and my life and all the people watching online, guess what? He says there are only two results. There are only two results. And it's interesting that these houses, these lives, your life, my life, we have some connecting points. And he says that they all face storms. So hear me today. If you make the decision to build your life on the teaching of Jesus Christ, that doesn't mean that there won't be difficulty in your life. Matter of fact, if you follow Jesus around, he said, in this world, you will have trouble. In James chapter 1, it says, when you face trials, not if you face trials. And so he says there is a connecting point in these two lives that are being built in this building this morning. He says, first of all, the one built on the rock, the one built on my word. He says, the rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. And you know this because you look at people's lives. You watch their story, huh? We're not judging them. We're just watching. We talked about that a few weeks ago. And you go, man, I don't know how they went through that. I don't know how they faced that. I don't know how they responded to life that way. I don't know how they handled that. Yes, you do. Kinda. Because you go through the same storms as they do. And it says the person who's built their life on the Word of God, their marriage stands. Their faith stands. The morality holds. Their worship is good. They may lose a shutter here and there, but they'll stand. He goes on in verse 27, he says, there's another result to a life being built today. He says the person who builds their life on anything other than God's word, he calls it sand. He says the rain came down. We have a common, isn't it great? We have a commonness even though it's negative. That you and I are not unique. We all face difficulty. He says, the rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. You see, there's a today aspect to this, and there is a future aspect to this. There's a today aspect of it. It says, some of your marriages are going to crash soon. Some of your homes are going to crash soon. Some of your morality is going to crash soon. Some of your fill in the blank is going to crash soon because, guess what? You're building on something other than God's word. And we reap what we sow. We choose paths, and every path has a destination. And I don't know when you're going to get to that destination, and I don't know when picking time is going to come. I just know it's later and greater. And so there's an element of this. When you build your life on the sand, you build your life on the rock, there is a today fact that it could crash now. But as he just told us in 21 through 23 of Matthew chapter 7, there is a day coming, and it will all crash then. Because the person that does not build their life on the word of God, beginning with Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord, he says, one day I will look at you and I will say, I don't know who you are. That's the great crash. But not all of it will wait till then. But he's very clear that today everybody in the building is building a life. You're not just going through life, you're building a life. And you've only got two options. And I think in our very complex world, and we're elevated in our thinking far more than we used to be. We think that we're unique, and we think we're complex, and we think, well, my story's not like your story, my story. Only two lives. Oh, the chapters are different. Just two lives. And so the question is, what are you building your life on? That's it. Jesus invites us in this passage. And if you've been here the last few weeks, Jesus has got very pointed. We thought he was pointed when he was talking about lust and adultery and murder and hatred. And treating other people the way you want to be treated. And Jesus just went in heavy as he lands the plane, as we say in preaching terms. And he says, there is a small gate and a narrow way that makes their way to heaven, and only a few find it. And he says, there's a wide gate and a broad road that leads to destruction, and many are on it. And then he says in 21 through 23, he says, there's some people who will say, Lord, Lord, we did things in your name. And I will look at them when this life is over and go, I never knew you. Jesus, this is not good marketing. And now he says, you're building a life. And there's only two results. And so he invites us today to do a little inspection. I was talking to my neighbor yesterday. He sold his house. I saw him outside. I said, congratulations, he sold it in 24 hours. The first people saw it bought it. First people bought saw it, offered him more money than he put it up for sale for. I was going, mine's going up for sale tomorrow then. We ain't got anywhere to go, but it's going up. If that's the way things are going right now. And he said, and he told me, he said, and this house, this is how much money they gave me in advance. I was like, do they have a brother or a sister? Or? I mean, and so he says, and he said, he goes, and they only found three things wrong in the house. He said, the inspection went great. And so I thought about that, and I thought about today. I thought, you know, God says, hey, it's time for a walkthrough. As we kind of come to the end of a year, and I know we're all up into Christmas, but just take a life inspection, do a walkthrough. And it's interesting to me that these houses, I think they look the same outwardly. I think observing Jesus is trying to tell us you couldn't tell. Matter of fact, I think if when they were building houses in my neighborhood, if I stayed gone for about 60 or 90 days, and because that's about how long it seemed like it took them to get them up off the ground, and I came back and they're going, man, that looks a lot. I wouldn't know that one was built on sand and one was built on concrete. Now, time would tell. But today, as we look around and we look at other people's lives, we look at our lives, they look a lot alike. I think these houses that are being built, these lives that are being built, I think they're at church. Of course they are, because there's only two options. They're in our neighborhood. They're in our kids' ball team. They're at work. These two lives are being built in life groups. They're being built in being involved in the things of God. And so Jesus says over and over again, hey, take some time to take a look at where you're at. Because here's the real challenge. One of the builders, there's only two, and one of the builders was deceived. One of the builders was deceived. The connecting point is not only did they face difficulty, not only were they building a house, but the connecting point in this story is they both heard the same thing. They both heard the same thing. He says, they hear these words of mine, one puts them into practice and one does not. They both heard the same thing. And here's another connecting point. Both are very confident their house will stand. I've already made it clear I don't know anything about building. But I know builders. I have yet to meet one that says, I'm building this and I'm looking forward to this thing crashing down. Same way, I have never met people in life who get up and go, I'm going to do what I'm going to do today because I'm trying to mess this thing up. Now, there's people on the outside looking in at your life and you making decisions going, what in the world are they doing? Surely they know this is not going to end well. Surely. But you didn't get up, did you, going, I'm fixing to mess up my marriage. I can't wait to do what I'm doing right now because in about 3 years when it comes picking time, it's going to fall apart. You don't get up with your kids and raise them in a way going, I'm looking forward to a future heathen. Boy, I want to raise one that's hell-bent. We don't do that, do we? We don't get up in the morning going, I look forward to one day making a decision that's going to shatter my morality, my witness, my life as I know it. No, we're deceived. We don't get up in the morning going, man, I want to mess this thing up. But there's a passage, and it's not going to be on the screen. I just want you to listen to this. In James chapter 1, it tells us, I know that there are people who are deceived because James chapter 1 says, do not merely listen to the word, because that's what the house builder was doing, right? He wasn't doing it. Do not merely listen to the word, it says in verse 22 of James 1, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. This morning, all of you got up, I'm pretty sure, and looked in a mirror. Anybody not do that? You probably don't have to tell us. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked that question. But you looked in a mirror and you did something about what you saw. Thank you. Right? Jesus says, of course you did. He says, he draws the comparison of building your life on sand, and James comes along and says, of course you did something about what you saw because that's why you looked in the mirror. He says, in the same way you hold up God's word, you're looking in the mirror. And when you hold up God's word and you look in the mirror and there's some things that don't match, why in the world wouldn't you address them? He says that there are some people who are deceived, that they heard it. And he says in verse 24, he says they immediately forget. And that phrase means they purposefully put it out of their mind. It means that when we sit in church sometimes, or we sit in this area, or we sit in that area, and we're looking into God's word going, instead of asking the question, how will I be different based on what I just read, you're thinking, I just got to get out of here. I got to get away from this. And James says that person is deceived. He says there are people who spiritually look in the mirror of God's word and they see things that need to change. The foundation is messed up. And for some reason, James says, they walk away and do nothing about it. Because one of the things we've learned in this series is that Jesus is big on going deep in application. The Jesus way, if you're a Jesus follower, it is about applying his truth. And we cannot fall into the trap of going, you know, I'm just here to study it and memorize it and get knowledge about it, to go deeper in my understanding of Scripture. That's good. And that won't mean a hill of beans until you do it. Because everybody heard it, he said. And he said everyone, because everyone, he said, was building a life. And the issue wasn't whether they heard it. He didn't say the issue was whether they believed it. The issue that he didn't say was they didn't study it enough or they didn't discuss it or memorize it or promote it. He says they didn't what? Do it. So the question is, do we do what we've heard? Do we do what we've read? Do we do what we have been taught when it comes to the Word of God? And so this message and this whole series of the Jesus way of understanding what it means to be a part of a movement of Jesus followers is this. This series and this message, these words from Jesus come, first of all, as an encouragement to you, I hope. They go, I just need to keep on building on the Word of God. He's faithful, by the way. He's faithful. He's a firm foundation. And so today, I pray today, if you're building your life and your marriage and your family and your private life and your money and everything else, it's an encouragement to keep on building, to keep on going deeper. You know what deep is? Deep is loving your wife as Christ loved the church. Deep is supporting your husband to be the husband God's called him to be. Being deep is praying for those who persecute you and loving your enemies and being generous and giving your money. That's deep. And if that's what you're doing, the Word of God says, let this be encouragement. Keep on building. But the second thing is this. This message in this series can also come as a warning. You reap what you sow. And the third thing this message tells us from God is not only should it be, hopefully it's encouragement, but it may be a warning. It also is an explanation. You see, I don't understand why my life is going the way it's going. It's not about trouble because everybody has trouble. This is the explanation. Do you meet people, let me ask you, audience participation, do you meet people who their story is, man, if I had to do it over again, I would do it God's way? You ever met anybody like that? They may have said it differently. I meet a lot of people like that. I'm like that. I mean, we're all like that, right? I still have not met the person. I would be in the lobby after the service. We'd love to meet you if you're this person. I have yet to meet the person who simply says, I'm going to tell you where I messed up, is when I built my life on the Word of God. And that is when it went south. And Jesus goes, the wise man built his life on the foundation of my word, and the foolish man built it on whatever. And so he ends this whole thing with this. It says, when Jesus had finished teaching in verse 28, this is so good. This is us. We're here. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority, not as their teachers of the law. God had shown up. And so today, as we often say here, is this. Yes, Lord. Now, what is the question?